I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody. We are very thankful this afternoon to have each and every person on the call. My brother Tommy Brooks, evangelist, one of the evangelists of the congregation, has been traveling across the nation sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, you are very honored and distinguished guest of the audience, and we appreciate you being on the call. We believe that the Bible has all the right answers, and God gives us the word, His word, and we may read it and find consolation and guidance and instructions in it. If you believe the Bible, then you'll be okay with what we'll be teaching or this program, during this service this afternoon, because we'll preach from the Bible itself. Now, we believe that Jesus died on the cross, shed His blood, and washed your sins away in baptism. If you would obey, that's called the gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is what must be proclaimed to the world. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So Jesus died on the cross to save our souls. His Father sent him to this cruel world, and they executed him by crucifixion. But he was dying to save our souls. And so you must believe that. You must believe that. And when you believe it, Jesus said, he that believeth is baptized shall be saved. You have to be baptized. When you're baptized, you're washed in the blood of Jesus. And then he adds you to the church that was purchased by his blood, Acts 20:28. And that blood purchased church is the Church of Christ. And we just invite you to listen carefully as we give the invitation, as I've just done at the beginning of my lesson. I've already told you what you must do to be saved. The danger of not obeying the gospel is you could die in your sins. And Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. Let's go. That's right. John 8:21 and verse 24. And we had a good time on this morning. Went a little long this morning, so I'm going to give you back some time for those who were at the services this morning. Hopefully you enjoyed the message on this morning. And in keeping with the purpose of once a month me coming back to Hollow Heights is to focus us on evangelism. And this morning we focused on the different types of believers and the way that seems right. It's not always right. The way that seems right to man is there's a way, but it can lead to death. It's a stern warning in the Bible that we don't just go any kind of way when it comes to our belief systems. By what we believe or what we're taught or what we teach others. We don't want to be guilty of that. So this afternoon, a continuation of that thought and a focus on salvation. But not only is it important to reach the visiting friends and family who come and visit with us and who may be on the call today, and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're kind of just listening in. Like I told you at the beginning, what you must do to be saved, but and also, for those of us who are members of the Lord's church, we need to be reminded that every one of us, anyone who's going to be saved, must use sound wisdom to be saved. And I'll talk about why I say that. And not only to be saved, is to stay saved. So remember, church, remember everybody listening, the Bible does not teach once you're saved, you're always saved. You can be baptized and go back to living like you were before, you're lost again. It's important that you understand that. Now, I'm going to launch from Proverbs chapter 2 for a few minutes here and verse 6. If you go there, Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. And Solomon is a writer here. He said, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Here it is. The Lord is the one who gives wisdom. That we want. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. In James chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and abrade it not, and it shall be given him. But watch it now. He said, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering, but he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. This asking can only be done, the asking for wisdom can only be done by men and women of faith who have obeyed from the heart the teachings of Christ or the form of doctrine that makes them free from sin, Romans 6:16-18. And there no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So there's a very stern warning. I've done it this morning. Here I am again this evening with sound wisdom. Is that you got to know what the Bible teaches. And we can't be wavering or moving from side to side or wavering like the wave of the sea. Tossed to and fro, believing kind of whatever you want to believe. Taking this piece and believing it and throwing away this piece. Or believing what one person says and believing what someone else says. The Bible teaches us that the wisdom that we need, God will give it to us. If we ask for it in faith, nothing wavering. Can't be no personal agendas. It is something we have to do. It's something we have to know. This wisdom, It's coming down and given to us from God. It's not going to come through no nighttime situation or somebody going to whisper, you hear a voice in your ear saying something to you. That's not what he's talking about. No, it's not going to happen that way. Just no, it's not. He's not God going to come down and say, hey, I need to talk to you. That's a respected person. He gives it to all of us the same way. He said, well, how do we get this wisdom? Well, in Romans 10:17, the Bible says, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So James said, let him ask in faith. And so when you're asking in faith, you're basically asking, what does the Bible teach? The faith that we believe, the faith that we have, is the faith of the scripture. And Hebrews 11:6, without faith, or without believing in scripture, it is impossible to please God. Why is that? We cannot be wavering, moving back and forth off the scripture. We can't add to it. We can't take from it. The wisdom from above. When we ask God, we're asking in faith. We're not asking for something to fit our belief system, our personal belief system. We're asking God, what is the answer? What is the wise answer? Well, Paul kind of told Timothy like this, 2 Timothy 3 and the verse number 15. He said, and that from a child that has known the Holy Scripture, watch this now, here comes the wisdom, which is able, the Scripture is able now, to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which means it's able to make you wise if you believe it. See, but a person who can read the scripture but don't believe it are not wise. Or read the scripture and they waver on it. Say, for example, a person says, well, I just believe as long as your heart is right. And a person just says, you know, well, I just believe we're all okay as long as we believe in Christ. And that's wavering. See, Bible doesn't teach that. I just don't believe you have to be baptized. Well, if you operate by wisdom that's from the scripture, it's able to make you wise if you believe it. It's salvation through faith, which is in Christ. See, so we believe in Christ. We believe in Christ because he revealed to us in the scripture. Now, Paul then went on to tell Timothy this in verse 16. All scripture, here it comes now. Remember Solomon said, the Lord giving wisdom out of his mouth coming knowledge and understanding. So in verse 16 here, all scripture given by the inspiration. That word inspiration means the breath of God. God breathed. And so this is actually the words, if you think about it in terms of when you read the scripture, is the words of God breathed in your faith coming from his mouth. And from that comes the knowledge and understanding. Now, you tell them, lean not on your own understanding. So sound wisdom that saves will Be wisdom that comes from God's mouth. Solomon said in verse 6, out of God's mouth cometh wisdom. So then Paul tells Timothy, it's profitable. Okay, when you take this wisdom, the word of God, the word from God's mouth, it has a benefit to you. It's profitable for the doctrine, the correct teaching that you need to get to heaven. For Baruch, the correct reproof you need to get to heaven. The correction you have to make, it gives you that to get to heaven. The instructions to keep you saved, to get you saved, and to stay saved, to stay in the righteous. The scripture is that information that's coming from the mouth of God and knowledge and that understanding. Brothers and sisters, what we're saying is it is wise to study and work hard to be a student of the Bible, that you may have the wisdom that's from above. I'm going to talk about that in a minute or more. But remember, today's afternoon lesson is briefly simply sound wisdom that saves. Whatever you do, don't just listen to someone teach you. You got to be a student of the Bible. And you need a teacher, yes. Or you need ministers, yes. But you have to be a student of the Bible. And don't put studying the Bible on the back burner. Make that a priority. It's wise to make studying the scripture a priority. Seeking the understanding that God has given us through his word. Back to Proverbs briefly, and chapter 2 and verse 7. And here's where I launched my title from. Solomon said, oh my God, he laid up sound wisdom. I see that. He laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk it upright. Now, sound wisdom is saved, what I call this lesson. It's wisdom that's stored up in the word of God for those who desire to be righteous in the eyesight of God. The only way we can make it to heaven is to be obedient unto righteousness. And then when we're obedient to right, it's only based on the wisdom, or as Paul told Timothy, that scripture was able to make him wise. The scripture is able to make us wise unto salvation. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, 1 Peter 3:12, and his ears are open to their prayers. There's a distinguished group of people that God is listening to in their prayer, and that's those who use sound wisdom. So what is sound wisdom? Well, sound wisdom, in my opinion, has the same substance as sound doctrine, which is truth. And here's why I say that. Sound has the same meaning in Greek and Hebrew, Old and New Testament. Strong defines sound as healthy, to be well in the body. Figuratively speaking, to be uncorrupt, true in doctrine. It's healthy, it's safe, it's sound, and it's wholesome. So, again, sound wisdom is sound doctrine. Sound wisdom is healthy for us. Why? Within it, the substance of it is truth. What makes wisdom healthy for us? The substance of wisdom from above is truth. There is a false wisdom, but we are talk about that as well. But all culture, all wisdom that people call wisdom, man may call wisdom, is not the wisdom from above. Here's what I want you to do. Turn your Bible to James chapter 3 and verse number 13. We're going to go there for a few minutes and then the lesson will be yours. In James chapter 3, and verse number 13. What I want to do is read it from a couple of different versions. I want you to just kind of listen to this in James 3 and verse number 13, if everybody's there, James 3 and 13, here's what he says. Who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? James said, let him show out a good conversation, his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. Then watch this. This wisdom, and watch it now, descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, unspiritual, and devilish. And where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every good work. Then verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above, and he's going to list them. First pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace to them that make peace. Now, that's the King James. I'll read you this same verses, verse 13, 3:13 through 18, from another standard English version. I thought maybe you'd listen to it and grasp this a little different from my main points of view for this afternoon. He said, and this is English Standard Version. He said, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his work in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by them who make peace. Now, let me just break these down for you, and then the lesson will be yours for this afternoon. But keep in mind, well, I want you to leave this lesson with this evening. Sound wisdom is important for you to grasp because it's health. It's like going to the doctor and they're giving you a checkup. If you go to the doctor and you want a healthy report, there's no way to have a healthy spiritual report without sound wisdom. So, the wisdom, he said, is from above, is the wisdom that we want. The wisdom from above is the wisdom that we want to utilize for our spiritual well-being, our spiritual health. Our life as a Kurgan, the only way we can remain spiritual healthy is that we've got to remain sound. We've got to remain strong in the faith, in the belief. It must be wholesome. We must stay true to doctrine, true to the health and well-being of those that we serve and those of our brothers and sisters in Christ and the world that we're sharing this good news with. So the wisdom that is from above, this divine wisdom, what we're saying is that the wisdom that you want, the sound wisdom, is going to come directly from God through the scripture. It's important. It's imparted to us by God through revelation, through the apostles and prophets. That's why Peter said there's no private interpretation, 2 Peter 1:20-21. For the prophecy came down the whole time by the will of men, the holy men of God spake, and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The wisdom that is from above, Paul said to the Corinthian church this, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. I want you all to turn there and listen to this, what Paul said to them. He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world. There's just different kinds of wisdom. Nor of the that come to nothing. But we speak, notice here's the way we want, the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom that has come through the scriptures, it was concealed in the Old Testament and it's revealed in the New Testament. There's, we call it revelation. And Paul said that in Ephesians chapter 3, to turn there with me briefly, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 1. Watch this. Paul said, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Watch this. Now, if you've heard of dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me, Paul said, something was given him, and to you word. Watch this. Now, here you come. This is not me. This is nobody living today can say what Paul said here, how that by revelation he made known of me to the mystery. And then he said, I wrote it in a few words. Sound doctrine, sound wisdom is written in the words of the scripture. He said, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge. Remember what Solomon said? Remember what he said? He said, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. So then Paul says to Corinthians, whereby when you what? You read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages had not been made known to the sons of men, is now revealed. There comes the mystery being revealed. Who is it revealed to? The apostles and prophets. By who? The Spirit. That's how we got the Bible. That's revelation. And this revealed mystery, if we were to keep reading, is what's revealing that the Gentile, that you and I, anybody who's not a Jew, would be fellow heirs of the same body, being the one church, and partakers of his promise by Christ, by the gospel. That's what Paul said. What's been revealed in the sound wisdom is that Christ would come and to save everyone in one church. Everything is written in the scripture. It's revealed. So we look at that. We look at what Paul was telling the Corinthians, as we go back over there, if we go back to James chapter 3, rather, in James chapter 3, we look in there, what I was pointing out, James, what he said, that verse 17, to get back there, what he said, but the wisdom that is from above, see, the wisdom that is from above, that's what we're talking about. That's wisdom from God. And then, you see that? That's the wisdom. That's first pure. Now, what I want to say here is that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 through 7, go back there, Paul was telling the Corinthians the same thing. He said, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, not the wisdom of this world, nor the prison of the world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God had named before the world unto our glory. So Paul is saying, basically, that the wisdom that he's teaching came from God and then come from some man. So now, let me start looking at this wisdom. How do you know it's the wisdom of God? Number one, it's going to be pure. It's going to be pure. It is the first effect on the mind. It's pure. It's not contaminated. It's not contaminated with doctrines of men or something men said do. It's okay, God didn't say do. When some, that's counterfeit, like counterfeit money. You can have real money, you have counterfeit money. Counterfeit money isn't pure. Counterfeit doctrine isn't pure. If the doctrine is to the teaching of Christ, God has said what he said. It can say, but it cannot be contaminated by men. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 15:8 and verse 9, he said, these people draw nigh to me with their mouth, honor me with their lips, but the heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, he said. Teaching for doctrine and commandments, that's contamination. The commandments are being contaminated. It's no longer pure doctrine. And so we're talking about salvation. Sound wisdom is what's going to keep us safe. So you got to stay away from what man says. Not every brother, brother. Ooh, if the man says it, that don't make it right. It has to come from the Word of God. Paul told the Philippians, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, there it is. See that? Whatsoever things are lovely, things are good report, if you there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. What things can we think on to be pure? The scripture. I'll say, he says, in Paul warns Timothy, 1 Timothy 5 and 22, he said, lay hands subtly on no man. Watch this now. Neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. If we partake in other men's sins, that's a contamination. You don't go along with wrong. We can't go along wrong. God teaches us against that. Keep thyself pure, untainted. 1 John 3:3. And every man that has this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. You can get involved in something that can make your good be evil spoken of. And so sound wisdom says, avoid all appearance of evil. Stay away from it. Next, he says, it's peaceable. Sound wisdom, it's peaceable. Peaceable, yes. It's peaceable. Remember, the other wisdom had strife and contentions, and when Paul said, that's not from above, that's envy, jealousy, all that, bitter envy, none of that. The wisdom that's above is peaceable. And here's a powerful lesson. Yeah. You don't have to be at war with someone to disagree with. If you don't agree, if it's not according to scripture, it's not according to scripture, don't fight over it. Not about winning arguments, we're trying to save our souls. Paul said in Romans 14:18, he said this. He said, let us therefore follow out the things we make for peace, but things wherewith one may edify another. And then in Hebrews 12:14, listen to this one. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, with thou which no man shall see the Lord, without peace and holiness. How do we remain peaceful? You got to remain with the scripture. God is the God of all peace. He sends peace that's past understanding. You can stay at peace with God when you follow God's word. Your conscience will allow you to be at peace. When you leave the scripture, you've left sound wisdom. When you leave sound wisdom, you can't even see the law of God. He said, you can't be holy. You can't be peaceable. Number three. He says, gentle. Not too rigid. Much like Christ. Paul said it like this in 2 Corinthians 10:1. He said, now Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. This is a character of Christ that can only come from reading and studying sound wisdom. Sound wisdom, it says, would generate a character of mildness, gentleness, inoffensive behaviors. And next, easy to be entreated. Now, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in verse 20 through 22, he said, to the Jews, I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them who are without the law, without the law, being not without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them. Might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, I made by all means save some. So what are you saying, Paul? I'll say, I got to do what I got to do to save. You don't go along wrong to save. You point out wrong. Love is, God is love. It's wrong not to tell people that, we got to discuss it like this in Galatians, but we're saying, we got to help people that don't know, that left the truth. Yes, we do in love. But see, God is love. God is love. And since God is love, God is truth. Jesus was grace and truth. He was on the cross. He was. And so what he did, he went among them, taught them what to do to be saved. He told them when they were wrong. He called them hypocrites. He said, avoid them. He also says, the blind lead the blind. They both will go down into this. Jesus taught in love and gentleness. Love requires mingling with people that says and telling them when they are wrong about something. Compare this. Think about it. Think about it. Ease and misery. I can talk about anything. I can always talk about myself. Doing evangelism workshop, I always talk about, you don't have to talk about people and come down on them, but you must tell people right and wrong. And we do that all the time. We around people all on our jobs, around people at the church, around people that are our friends and family, loved ones, and we're in that group. We're mingling with them for the purpose of what? Saving their soul. But we can't do it in a way that it does not magnify Christ. We have to do that. Now, he says, full of mercy. Full of mercy. And this is one of the results of wisdom that from above, it makes us like Christ. The Father, man, we don't want to see anybody lost. We want to be people that are merciful people. Jesus said in Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. And so the wisdom from above is full of mercy. We don't want to see anyone lost. And then next, the good fruit. It's a good fruit. The fruit of good living. Philippians 1 and verse 11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto glory and praise of God. The fruits of righteous living. So you can preach a sermon with your living. You can preach a sermon by where you go, who you're involved with, what are you doing. You're telling people through your action, you're sowing seeds. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, and increase, watch this, the fruits of your righteousness. Someone should be able to live with you, be around you, and see fruits of good work. Why? Because you're utilizing the sound wisdom from above. And then he next one, he said, without partiality. Sound wisdom without partiality. It's not partial. It's not going to be picking and choosing. In James chapter 2, James said like this, my brother, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For there come in unto your assembly man with gold ring, goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. And you have respect to him that wear at the gate closet, and say to him, sit thou here in a good place, say to the poor, stand out there or sit. You're under my footstool. Are you not being partial in yourselves? See, the word of God affects everyone. We are picking and choosing who we share it with. The sound wisdom must be shared with everyone without respect of a person, without hypocrisy, he says. It has to be sincere. It cannot be hypocritical. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisee. He said, well did Isaiah prophesy to the hypocrites. What they were doing was teaching false teaching doctrines of men and trying to act like they were following the doctrine of men, but yet they was not. Following the doctrine of Christ, yet they were teaching doctrines of men. Go there at Mark 7:7, Matthew 15 chapter, and Mark chapter 7, and he talks about, you'll see that. The problem they were doing is they were talking as if they were scriptural and they was doing things according to God, but yet they wouldn't. They were doing things according to men, and that's what we have to be careful about. And we don't. We have to be careful and be knowledgeable to identify sound wisdom when it's being presented to us. It won't be hypocrisy. It won't be full of hypocrisy. It'll be full of fruits of righteousness. Who's going to do it? Them that make peace. Them that make peace. Yeah, they're going to be the source of peace. Peacemakers. That's what it's going to be. And when you see, when you know that, you understand what Paul was trying to teach. I mean, excuse me, what James was teaching about this wisdom that is from above. On this afternoon, if you're on the call today, what you heard today is a lesson to encourage you to focus more on what the scripture is teaching you about saving your soul. If you were sick and you were ready to die, and you had a terminal illness, and you knew if you didn't get it fixed, you would die. Well, sin is a terminal illness, and you got to have sound wisdom in order to be saved and stay saved. You want a doctor that's going to tell you exactly what to do in order to stop that disease from killing you. Well, Jesus is the doctor that sent the doctrine or the sound wisdom to through the apostles called the doctrine of Christ. And he sent this teaching, and John said in John 2 verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of the teachings of Christ are both the Father and the Son. So Jesus became the physician who came and gave the prescription. But he had to die. He had to come. God sent him. God so loved where he sends his Son. His Son comes to live among men. They beat him cruelly. They slapped him. They mocked him. They whipped him with a whip, put a crown of thorns on his head, and then they took him to be executed by a crucifixion. It was there on the cross that Jesus was identified as grace and truth. He was the one on top of the cross. He was the one on the cross. This is the wisdom that's from above right here. This is pure wisdom. Jesus came with pure blood. He had to die. He had to be the sacrificial lamb. He had to shed his blood to wash our sins away. And my friends, he stayed on that cross 6 long hours. He suffered, bled, and died to save our souls. And then, after they buried him in the tomb, he resurrected. He said, go, in Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This gospel is pure gospel. It has not been contaminated. It cannot be contaminated. There is no other doctrine than a Savior. There is no other gospel than a Savior. There's no other gospel than a Savior. It's the only one. It's the story of death, burial, and resurrection. And you must hear it. You must, number one, at 15 verse 7, hear it. Number two, and believe it. Hear the word of the gospel and believe it. Number three, you must repent of your sins. You got to say, Brother Brooks, I need to get my life right. Well, then, if you went to the doctor and he told you what to do, would you follow his prescription? If you knew you had a deadly disease in your body that was going to kill you if you didn't. But Jesus said, you got to repent. You got to make a decision. I don't want to leave the doctor's office without doing what he told me. Then number four, you have to confess Jesus to be the Son of God. And number five, the prescription that Jesus wrote in Mark 16:15 was that you hear the gospel, that you believe it and be baptized. Baptism is where you contact the blood, which is the medication to put the sin in remission. And that's how you stop sin from killing your soul. You got to be baptized, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Peter preached to them the day of Pentecost, and they said, well, me and brother, what shall we do? They had killed Jesus. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, watch this now, for the remission of sins. Jesus said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament, the shed for many, for the remission of sins. So you put that disease in remission. It's called sin. And you have to use sound wisdom to stay safe. You got to live faithful unto death, following the scripture that God has revealed to us. As long as you follow these scriptures, you will have a healthy outcome. You will not lose your soul if you follow the wisdom that saves. Sound wisdom is healthy wisdom that saves. And I hope this evening, if you're not on the call, you'll consider becoming a member of the Church of Christ. When you obey the gospel, the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. That's the only one you ever read about in the Bible. Paul said in Romans 16:16, salute one another with holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Jesus said he was going to build this church in Matthew 16:18. And then Paul, the apostle, wrote in Acts 2 and verse 47 that the Lord would add to the church daily such as should be saved. The same are in the church of Christ because they followed sound wisdom to save. The people who will be saved and stay saved will be all of us who obey sound wisdom. Healthy wisdom, and put this disease in remission, that our body may be healthy, meaning our physical, not our physical body, but our spiritual body can be healthy, and that's what we want. I hope you enjoy the lesson this afternoon. If you're not a member of Church of Christ, you have a desire to become a member of Church of Christ, you can get with us. If you're not local, if you are local, we will baptize you on today. And we want you to be baptized. If you're on the call and you're outside of the United in the Houston area, but you listen to the lesson, you said, Brother Brooks, I want to obey sound wisdom and say, then you let us know and we'll make sure that happens for you. If you're on the call, you're a member of the church. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you need prayer. This is a good time to think about as the invitation song is going to be sung. If you need prayer, let us know. And we want to pray with the eyes of the Lord over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. Or if you're on the call this evening and you just want to make a confession, get your life right with God. You want to stay healthy. Stay healthy with God. Then you got to make your confession. Because the Bible said, it's 1 John 1, if you confess your sin, he's just to forgive you. That's right. So you got to make confession. Confess your fault one to another and pray one another for the healthy sound doctrine teaches us. And I hope you enjoy the lesson this evening. The lesson is yours. Sound wisdom to save. May you come and together we sing the song of encouragement.